Hey Dayal, Guru Kirpal. This is a bhajan on page 68. O Merciful One, Master Kirpal, we have kept our hopes on you. There is no one like you. There are many like me. We got tired of bathing in the waters. We did many burning austerities. Day and night, I weep and remember you. Come soon and meet me. Why are you delaying? O beautiful one, in order to meet you, I heard many criticisms. Now, the soul of Ajaib has awakened, because in the end, the beautiful one has visited. O merciful one, Master Kirpal, we have kept our hopes on you.
Hey, Dayal, Guru Kirpal. Hey, Dayal, Guru Kirpal. Rakhi aaya sa teri. Araki ayasa teriya. He deyal guru kirpa. He deyal guru kirpa. Raki ayasa teri araki ayasa teriya tere jese kori horna tere jaisa koi aur na mere jahiya bateriya mere jahiya bateriya hede a guru kirpa he deya guru kirpa rakhi aasa teri rakhi aasa teri जाल तारे कार कार हारे गाए जाल तारे कार कार हारे गाए दुनिया तापिया बतेरिया दुनिया tapia bateria he dea guru kirpa he dea guru kirpa rakhi ayasa teriya raki ayasa teriya dina rati rova yad kara dina rati rova yad kara Shiti amililaya kiyo deriya amililaya kiyo deriya Heideal guru kirpa Heideal guru kirpa Rakiyasa teriya Rakiyasa teriya Tere milnandi katera sonia Tere milnandi katera sonia Nindia sunia bateria Nindia sunia bateria Heideal guru kirpa Heideal guru kirpa Rakiyasa teriya Rakiyasa teriya Huna jaga jinde ajaiba di Huna jaga jinde ajaiba di Akare sone ne paya Theria sone ne paya theria Heideal guru kirpa Heideal guru kirpa Rakiyasa teriya Rakiyasa teriya
Day and night I weep and remember you. Come soon and meet me. Why are you delaying? O merciful one, Master Kripal, we have kept our hopes on you. Our first reading this morning is from the letters of Baba Sawan Singh to his American disciples from the book Spiritual Gems. This is letter number 23. Sawan Singh writes, I am glad to read that you are so earnest about your spiritual progress and devote time to achieve it. You say spiritual progress seems at a snail's pace. The withdrawal of the attention from the body to the eye center is a slow affair. Mind has made deep attachment with matter and now finds it difficult to detach itself from it. Repetition of the five holy names at the eye center is the safest and easiest way, and with faith and perseverance, one succeeds. No attention should be paid to the pain in the heart region and tightness in the throat. They are felt because the attention does not stick to the eye center when doing repetition of names. It leaves the eye center and comes down to the throat and heart centers. The attention should be kept up in the eye center. That is a necessary part of the repetition. Again, breathing should go on normally, and no strain or pressure put on it. As a matter of fact, when doing repetition, one should be unconscious of his breathing, just as one is unconscious of breathing when he goes about his daily routine. When you will keep your attention in the eye center and increase the time in repetition, your concentration will improve and the pain will disappear automatically. The whole body is to be vacated, including the heart and throat centers. In discussing Sant Mat with non-members, one is free to discuss it as any other science or philosophy, but one should not give out his or her own personal inner experiences, nor what he learns at the time of initiation, the names, positions, and the distinguishing sounds and lights of the different regions, etc. One may discuss the principle of repetition, the need for a living master, the sound current, or the basic principle of the human body as the laboratory, the head as the repository of all secrets, and man as the highest form of creation, because he is endowed with capacity to make contact with his creator, thereby solving the eternal mystery while living, etc. To distinguish a true seeker from a curious seeker, one should apply one's own judgment. Quite often, a curiosity seeker in the beginning changes to a true seeker after hearing about the subject. Much depends on the way one leads his life and presents his views on the subject. If one is himself shaky and unconvinced, not much impression would be made on the hearers. A true seeker does not enter into discussion. A word to the wise rule applies in this case. Quote, loving service to my master is the goal of my life, end quote. The best service that one can render to the master is to withdraw one's attention from the body to the eye center, cross the stars, the sun, and the moon, and meet the radiant form of the master within. This service replaces I-ness with thou-ness and completes the duty of the disciple. The disciple has placed himself in the hands of the master, and it is now for the master to lead him to the spiritual home. One should take good care of the body. Like a rational being, follow the laws of health. One should take good care of the body like a rational being, follow the laws of health, take doctor's advice when necessary, and try to keep the body in a fit and healthy condition. There is no need to endure that which can be cured. Tonsils and adenoids are not necessary for spiritual progress, and if these are in a diseased condition and the doctor advises their removal, they may be removed. Quote, incidentally, on this path, one learns the use of the best herbal medicines, exercises, the proper use of the foods, breathing, and all means of curing the body, end quote. And that's a quotation from Mat Prakash. This may be ignored. Observance of ordinary rules of health and doctor's advice whenever necessary are good enough. Emphasis, however, should be laid on contacting the master within and catching the bell sound. The soul leaves the physical, astral, and causal bodies in succession as it progresses toward Daswan Dwar. During devotional practice, as the concentration improves, mind and soul vacate the body and pass through the eye center, then cross the starry sky, the sun, and the moon, and meet the radiant form of the master. From there onwards, the Master's form acts as guide, and the journey is made in the company of the Master. Letter number 24. Every item of old karmic debt has to be paid. Lord Kaal demands his pound of flesh. I give you an instance of my master, Baba Jamal Singh Ji. At the request of a satsangi, he went to Ambala to hold satsang for a few days. When 2 days had passed, the satsangi recommended an intelligent, influential person of the place for initiation. Babaji asked the satsangi not to recommend him, but to recommend another dozen instead if he liked. The satsangi insisted, and the master yielded on one condition, that after initiation, he would leave the place at once and no one should insist on his staying there. The conveyance to leave the place was arranged for, and the man recommended was called in and initiated. Master returned to the Dera at Bayas and for 10 days suffered so much from dysentery and fever that nobody had any hope he would survive. I happened to see him then. I had come on short leave. On inquiry, I was informed that he could not refuse the request of that devoted satsangi. Saints are very tender-hearted and merciful. The man initiated had an enormous amount of ugly karmic debt to pay off. The karmic debt was paid through suffering by himself. That is capital H by Baba Jamal Singh. All cases are not so bad, but no initiation is possible without payment of karmic debt. People may be thinking that saints lead a life of ease. They have crowds of followers and so forth and so on. But the saint's duty is most difficult. He carries a heavier responsibility than the captain of a ship in a storm. This sea has a bottom and shores, but compare it with the sea of existence through which saints guide the soul and make it one with the One. The more your soul is elevated, the better your service. There is no doubt that pretenders in the garb of saints have done enormous harm, but such is the case in other walks of life as well, and this cannot be helped. Nam and Kam are two of the terms used in our literature. Nam means the word or sound current, and Kam ordinarily means lust or passion or indulgence in the sensual desires as opposed to self-control. But in its wide sense, it means all outward tendencies of the mind. Nam and Kam are, therefore, opposed to one another. The tendency of Nam is toward the inlet pipe to a reservoir, and Kam leads to the outlet pipe. The reservoir may be filled if the inlet pipe is large and the outlet pipe is small, but it cannot remain filled if the outlet is wide, open, or leaking. And the sooner the outlet is stopped, the faster the reservoir will be filled. Now take pinda, or the physical body, as the reservoir. So long as the attention is at the eye focus, it is filling. But when the attention is running below the eye focus, it is leaking. And the lower the attention below the focus, the faster it is leaking. The sensual center is located very low. Therefore, playing of the attention on this center causes an enormous leakage. And there is a considerable amount of dissipation of energy. Nobody feels happier after the dissipation of energy. Nobody feels happier after the act of dissipation. That act is a happy act if it leaves you happier. Kabir compares Nam and Kam to day and night respectively. Day and night do not go together. If there is day, then there's no night, and if there's night, then there's no day. If attention is given to Nam, there is no Kam, and if it is given to Kam, there is no Nam. The same idea of reservoir and inlet and outlet pipes may be extended to Anda and Brahmanda. The world is the design of Kal and Maya, the negative forces. To keep the soul down, they base the structure of the world on couples, on man and woman. If both man and woman were to catch the sound of Nam and rise up, both would be free. Here, one holds down the other. And because we have not seen the other side of the whole picture, we take our present existence and our surroundings as the normal affair. Strictly speaking, we are living an abnormal life. Soul combined with mind and matter is an abnormality. Soul, the queen of royal blood, enjoying the company of servants and sweepers, that is an abnormality. By holding the attention at the eye focus, we are to fill the Pinda reservoir. By holding it at Trikuti, we are to fill the Anda reservoir. And by holding it at Satchkhand, we are to fill the Brahmanda reservoir. If leakage, wide or narrow, is permitted, then that filling is delayed and perhaps may never even be up to the Pinda level. The law admits of no exceptions. The longing for Nam means turning your back on Kam. Turning your face to one means turning your back to the other. Saints find that human nature is weak. They make it strong step by step. They attach the individual to Nam, and slowly, slowly, as longing for Nam develops, these karmic tendencies diminish. Those who indulge in Kam for the sake of indulgence are doing no good to themselves. To hide their ignorance or weakness, they call this indulgence a physiological necessity and have gone to the use of advocating the use of contraceptives, etc. All this is due to the weakness of human nature. Those who indulge for the sake of children should try to control themselves when they have the required number of children. Now, what fun is there in having big families which they cannot support? The rest of life is spent as a family donkey carrying its load. Again, to indulge after conception, and so long as the child is dependent upon the mother, is something inhuman. Here again, to defend our weakness, we may propound any code, but weakness is weakness, and no amount of defense will convert it to strength. To rise up is a slow process, but to fall from a height is sudden. Kam is a sudden fall of attention. Saints emphasize the grandeur of Nam and bring it again and again to the attention of those who come in their contact. They advocate looking up while the world looks down. Whenever Nam will become tasteful, Kam will disappear. There is no other way of controlling Kam. Raising the focus of attention automatically subdues Kam. Saints have to deal with human nature. If they ask a person to leave Kam all at once before initiation, we know he cannot do so. They attach him to Nam. There is something for him to look up to now. He has heard of the magnificence of Nam from the saints. A tiny spark is kindled in him. He gives it some attention. The days are passing. Partly through receiving knocks, sickness, death in the family, demands on the purse, shocks to pride, etc. Partly through age, partly through satsang, partly because he has passed through some of his pralabd karma or fate karma, and partly through devotion to Nam, the disciple's attention is slowly contracting. By the time he reaches the end of his days, he is almost ready to go up and grasp Nam. Now, if during his lifetime he has made Nam the main object of his study and had treated the world and worldly affairs as secondary, there is no reason why he should not have gone inside the eye focus and risen up. Saints come across all sorts of cases. Souls that go inside the focus and rise up during their lifetime are naturally few. The majority are of the type described above. But those who are of the world through and through, who have no faith in the saints and who do not come near them, But those who are of the world through and through have no faith in the saints and do not come near them. Please understand this carefully. The law and its use by the saints is the practical uplift of the soul. Dr. Johnson said, after his initiation, that he considered the day, March 1st, to be the greatest day of his life. When a soul comes in the world, we say, he is born. In reality, the soul has been entombed in the grave of the physical frame, so it is more appropriate to say that it has died. When it comes in contact with the saints and gets initiation, it is attached to Nam and is getting out of the grave of the physical frame. So it is appropriate to say that the soul is born or reborn, and the day of initiation is that birthday. Socrates was familiar with the sound current, but gives hints only in his writing. The ancient philosophers gave only hints. The same is the case of the Persian saints and the Indian saints of old. It is only in modern times that saints have spoken out about the sound current in some detail. It is our shortcomings and our lack of love that keep us out. That was letter number 23 and 24 in Spiritual Gems. And this is continuing in our reading of the Japji. Which was the, it's called the morning prayer, the basic Sikh scripture that's often recited by Sikhs in the morning. And this is Master Kripal Singh's translation and commentary from the book, The Japji, The Message of Guru Nanak. Nanak now turns his attention from the means of salvation to the working of God's creation. The universe moves on the triple principles concerned respectively with creating, sustaining, and destroying. All these principles work according to his will and are only his agents. But though God watches over these agents, they paradoxically cannot know him, who is the subjective and the formless, since they are part of the object of creation. Stanza 30. The Great Mother, conceiving, brought forth three regents, the first creating, the second sustaining, and the last destroying. What he desires, they perform. They work under his will, but great the wonder, though he watches over them, they behold him not. Hail, hail to him alone, the primal, pure, eternal, immortal, and immutable. In all ages. And now Nanak once again returns to the Almighty Creator. He has his exalted abode in the different planes of all creation. Whatever arrangements he has made are final and ultimate. He has made permanent laws in all spheres which set creation a-going. He is the unchangeable permanence. Stanza 31. He resides in all the planes of creation and has in them his munificent stores, which were supplied only once and need no replenishing. Whatever we receive by his decree. It is he who has created his creation and he who watcheth over it. O Nanak, the works of the True One are genuine. Hail, hail to him alone, the primal, pure, eternal, immortal, and immutable in all ages. But communion with the Word is hindered by the earthly desires that pull at our hearts and lead us away from the subjective truth to the outside world. How then is one to overcome these desires? Nanak enjoins that the way lies through Simran, or constant remembrance of the Lord. Other saints and sages have said the same thing. The subject of Simran has been dealt with in more detail in the introduction. There are two powers working in man, the pranas, or motor currents, and the spiritual, or sensory currents. Many yogins, endeavoring to reach the highest, have sought to withdraw both these currents. But the masters, Guru Nanak among them, have taught that it is unnecessary to control the pranas. One may withdraw the sensory currents without touching the pranas through Simran and through focusing one's attention behind the eyes at the seat of the soul. Once one has withdrawn the entire sensory currents, the body continues to function normally as regards respiration, digestion, circulation, etc. to this point. The soul may travel then further on the spiritual path. This is an easy and natural way. The master says, O Nanak, learn to withdraw the life current whilst alive. Learn ye to practice such a yoga. And again, learn to die so that you may begin to live. From the Holy Bible. It is this technique of withdrawal that Nanak is referring to in this stanza, though he does not analyze it in detail, as he has done this elsewhere in his teachings. He also reiterates that to achieve salvation through Nam needs not only effort, but also grace and will. Stanza 32. Let one tongue grow into 100,000, nay, even 20 times more, and each of them endlessly chant his holy name. In this way lie the steps that lead Godwards, by ascending which one becomes one with him. On hearing of the heavens, even worms aspire to reach them, not knowing that salvation comes only through his grace, and those who say otherwise are vain babblers and liars. Master comments, carrying the idea of the necessity of his grace and will for man's salvation, Nanak observes that in other matters as well, in fact in everything, his will is all in all. Stanza 33. You have no power to speak or to be silent, no power to ask or to give. You have no power over life or death, no power over wealth or state for which you are ever restless. You have no power over spiritual awakening, no power to know the truth or to achieve your own salvation. Let him who thinks he has the power try. O Nanak, none is high or low but by his will. From here begins the final part of the Japji. In it, Nanak gives a rapid survey of the various spiritual realms that the soul has to traverse in its homeward journey. They are five in number: Dharmkhand, or the realm of action; Gyankhand, or the realm of knowledge; Saramkhand, or the realm of ecstasy; Karmkhand, or the realm of grace; and Satchkhand, or the realm of truth. The first is the realm of Dharm, which the soul must fully realize before it can rise to the next higher spiritual plane above it. This is the stage where the embodied souls must work fully cognizant that it is he who made the world phenomenon, with all the immutable laws which bind one and all. The law of cause and effect, nobody can escape. What a man sows, he must reap. There is none outside his domain. Men's actions go with them after their death and are weighed in the scales of God's justice. Those found wanting are sent for judgment according to their actions. The only thing acceptable at his court is communion with and practice of the divine word. Those who adhere to it are honored. Stanza 34. Creating the day and the night, the months and the seasons, the fire, the wind, the water, and the nether regions, amidst all these he set up the earth as Dharmkhand, or the arena of action. And he peopled it with creatures of many colors and many forms, creatures of whom there is no count. All are judged according to their deeds, for true is the Lord and immaculate his law. Those acceptable to him are honored in his court. and it is only through His grace that one may gain that distinction. The imperfect are perfected there. O Nanak, it is there that this mystery is revealed. Nanak, in this next stanza, describes the immense expansion of the soul's horizon when it enters Gyan Khand, or the realm of knowledge. Here the devotee sees the manifold nature with all created things. Here he begins to hear the rapturous strains of melodies, of the melodious song resounding through the whole creation. Here he feels excessive joy at the conception of nature with her immutable laws, her infinity of forms and phenomena, multifarious creations, and manifold blessings that he finds. Stanza 35. Thus, much of the realm of Dharma, and now Gyan Khand, the realm of knowledge, countless its elements, air, water, and fire, and countless Krishnas and Shivas, and countless the Brahmas, fashioning virtuous creations of countless forms and countless hues, countless the fields of action, countless the golden mountains, and countless the Drus meditating therein, countless the Indras, countless the suns and moons, and countless the earthly and stellar regions, countless the Siddhas, the Buddhas, the Naths, and countless the gods and goddesses, countless the Danus and the sages, and countless the bejeweled oceans, countless the sources of creation, countless the harmonies, countless those that listen unto them, and countless the devotees of the word. Endless and unending, O Nanak, this realm. From the description of Gyan Khand, or the realm of knowledge, Nanak proceeds to describe Sarm Khand, or the realm of ecstasy. Here everything is enchantingly beautiful and marvelously strange, and words are of no consequence. It is here that the soul becomes etherealized by the power of the word, and one gets an insight into the real nature of things. Stanza 36. Divine knowledge illumines all in the realm of knowledge, while divine symphonies play unending music, and joy and bliss reign supreme. Next, the realm of ecstasy, where the word is enrapturing. Everything created here is marvelously strange and beyond description. Whosoever tries to describe the same must repent his folly. Herein the mind, reason, and understanding are etherealized. The self comes to its own and develops the penetration of the gods and the sages. In the realm of grace, man rises above the evanescent charms of the phenomenal world. He sees all nature standing submissively to serve at God's feet. His word purifies the soul of its sins and awakens the latent energies in it. Master no longer blinds the inner vision. For him, the Lord pervades everywhere, and he is now fully conscious of him. Here one comes face to face with the word in its pure substance, and he knows himself and his true origins, for he sees himself as of the same substance as God. Finally, the pilgrim reaches Sach Khand, or the abode of truth. Here complete oneness is realized, and it sees all universes functioning according to his will in devout awe and adoration. Even remembrance of such a vision is blissful, but the vision itself is such that no eye has ever seen, and the heart cannot conceive, and the tongue cannot describe. Stanza 37. Higher still stands Karam Khan, the realm of grace. Here the word is all in all, and nothing else prevails. Here dwell the bravest of the brave, the conquerors of the mind, filled with the love divine. Here dwell devotees with devotion incomparable as Sita's. Illumined with beauty ineffable, all hearts filled with God, they live beyond the reach of death and diffusion. Here dwell the bhagats or sages, drawn from all regions, who rejoice in the true one and live in perpetual bliss. Satchkhand, or the realm of truth, is the seat of the formless one. Here he creates all creations, rejoicing in creating. Here are many regions, heavenly systems, and universes, to count which were to count the countless. Here, out of the formless, the heavenly plateau and all else come into form. All destined to move according to his will, he who is blessed with vision rejoices in its contemplation. But, O Nanak, such is its beauty that to try to describe it is to attempt the impossible. Now, Nanak, before concluding, lists the qualifications required of a devotee before he can succeed in the spiritual path. He sums up these qualifications as six in number. The first is chastity of thought, speech, and deed. This is the first prerequisite for the dawn of higher life and is the foundation on which the superstructure of spirituality is raised. Christ has also said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Purity is verily the key that unlocks the door of meditation leading to the mansion of the Lord. Secondly, one must develop patience, which enables one to bear cheerfully whatever may befall. Thirdly, one must have control over one's thoughts and cast away all desires to ensure equilibrium of mind. Fourthly, steady daily practice of and holding communion with the Word, with full faith in one's Master. Fifthly, one should live in the devout awe of his presence, stimulating one to untiring effort to achieve ultimate union with him. And overall, one must love him with an intensity that burns up all impurities and blazes the way to his door. Stanza 38. Make chastity your furnace, patience your smithy, the Master's word your anvil, and true knowledge your hammer. Make awe of God your bellows, and with it kindle the fire of austerity, and in the crucible of love melt the nectar divine. Only in such a mint can man be cast into the Word. But they alone who are favored by him can take unto this path. O Nanak, on whom he looks with grace, he fills with everlasting peace. I'll read that one again. Make chastity your furnace, patience your smithy, the Master's word your anvil, and true knowledge your hammer. Make awe of God your bellows, and with it kindle the fire of austerity, and in the crucible of love melt the nectar divine. Only in such a mint can man be cast into the Word. But they alone who are favored by him can take unto this path, O Nanak. On whom he looks with grace, he fills with everlasting peace. In the finale, Nanak, by way of an epilogue, gives a complete view of life, its nature, its purpose, and its salvation. We are like children whom the Mother Earth nourishes. Each one sows the seeds of his actions and reaps the fruit thereof. God's justice is immaculate. They that act well move nearer towards him. They that do not act well move farther away from him. They alone who practice the holy word will be saved, not only they, but countless more, their companions and disciples, through their good actions. Finale. Guru Nanak writes, "Air is the master, water the father, and earth the mother. Day and night are the two nurses in whose lap the whole world is at play. Our actions, good and evil, will be brought before his court, and by our own deeds shall we move higher or be cast into the depths." Those who have communed with the Word, their toils shall end, and their faces shall flame with glory. Not only shall they have salvation, O Nanak, but many more shall find freedom with them. And Master Kripal concludes, here all the living beings are likened to children. The water, i.e. sperm, is the father giving them life. The earth, like a mother, affords them nourishment. Day supplies them with work and is therefore the male nurse, while the night lulls them to rest as a female nurse. The breath of the true master imparts the divine word, without which a man's soul is dead. And that's the conclusion of the Japji. And I want to end the readings today with something that's a letter that's been read fairly often at Satsang. And this is from Master Kripal Singh, the book Spiritual Elixir, which the first three quarters of it is excerpts from letters of Master Kripal to American disciples. And then the last quarter of it were messages and circular letters that Master Kripal Singh issued. So this is the very last excerpt of a letter in the general portion of the book Spiritual Elixir. So this is Master Kripal Singh writing to an American disciple. Regular attendance at the satsang meetings is very useful and helpful. It keeps the mind on the spiritual track. Avoidance of undesirable society is still another necessary factor, and all of these are extremely important in the beginning. A sapling needs water and nourishment. These factors go to nourish it until it grows into a big tree, which mighty elephants cannot shake. The outgoing faculties are to be inverted and the mind stilled. For this, the remedy has already been given to you. Consider how great a blessing of God you have received. You can develop it while living in the world. Be brave. You cannot run away. That's the work of a coward. But there is one important thing to note. Try to surrender completely to the Master, and under the cover of his power, protection, and grace, you will wade through the waters of life unscathed. The loving Father will protect you like a baby in the might of his strong arms and pass you scot-free from the fires of life without a burn. Everyone errs. Through these errors, you have to grow into a pure and lustrous soul. Weed out the shortcomings one by one. The diary is a necessity and must be used for this purpose. It helps you to keep an eye on your ethical side of life, for this must be developed along with the spiritual growth. Remember that the father wants to embrace his child. If the child's clothing is soiled with dirt or mud, he will not forsake him, but cleanse the child and take him or her into his lap. He is always with his children whom he loves, 100 times more than the proverbial love of a mother. I am glad you felt the Master walking with you on June 7th to shake off your great load of anxiety and paralyzing nervous reactions of the wrongs done to you by others, and that it toned your spirits. As long as you live in the world, you must be up and doing. You must work with ambition and wholeheartedly, and therein lies all beauty. All of creation is beautiful. You love God. As he is immanent in every form, you must love all his creation. But be not attached. Just as you go to a garden, you enjoy the beauty of the flowers and the verdure of the bushes, but you do not pluck the flowers or uproot the plants. Otherwise, the gardener would take you to task. You cannot have the results according to your desires or your expectations. So always do your best and leave the results to the Master overhead. And whatever the results are, take them with good cheer. They are always beneficial to the initiated, because the Master power working overhead knows what is best for his ailing child. Married life is no bar to spirituality, provided it is led in accordance with the scriptural injunctions. You may seek a companion for your earthly sojourn, one who is of your way of thinking and anxious to seek a higher worldly life. It would be helpful to both of you. My best wishes are always with you. You may go where you like, live anywhere, and do anything that may serve to help your inner progress. Anything that may retard your inner progress will not be in your best interests. Should you get a chance to come to India on any assignment and are able to be near me, I will be glad to see you. The effect of personal aura and personal environments cannot be underrated. But while it is so, the Master is not limited by time or space. The Master is always with you, even though he is thousands of miles away. Please learn to be receptive to his grace and feel his kindly presence, riding with you on the buses, chatting with you in the street, sitting with you in the park, by your office desk, and accompanying you every morning to the office, slowing down by the lily pond to check the new flowers, and walking with you in the evening all the way back by the new moon. Master is always with the disciple and never leaves him or her until the end of the world. The Father will never disown his children. And this is the continuing the satsang begun last week, which was given at Kripal Ashram out in Idaho on the 10th of May, 1985, on a bhajan of Guru Amar Das, here given the title, Only in the Human Body.
Sant Mahatma da is samsar vichona, sirf una atma di ਮਦਦ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਅਜੇ ਤਾਈਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਨਾ ਮਿਲ ਹੀ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਹੀ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਫਰਜ਼ ਕਰੋ ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਵਸਤੂ ਇਸੇ ਹਾਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਹਾਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁੰਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ 10-50 ਮੀਲ ਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਕਰੀਏ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਲਈਏ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨਾਲ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਢੂੰਡ ਲਈਏ ਉਹ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀਗੀ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਢੂੰਡਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਵਸਤੂ ਕਿਤੇ ਹੈ ਢੂੰਡਦਾ ਕਿਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਹਟਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉਸ ਭੇਦੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਥ ਲਓ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਵਸਤੂ ਨੂੰ ਖੋਜਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਸਤਾ ਤੈਅ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਸਕਿੰਟ ਵੀ ਦੀ ਤੈਅ ਕਰਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਆ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸਦਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਬਣਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਜੋ ਚਾਹੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਤੋਂ ਕਰਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਘਰ ਬਾਰ ਛੱਡ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਕੌਮ ਛੱਡ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਮਜ਼ਹਬ ਛੱਡ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀ ਨਿਭਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਤੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੂਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਨੇੜੇ ਤੋਂ ਨੇੜੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਦੇ ਪੱਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਘੀਵ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਦੇ ਪੱਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੰਗ ਹੈ ਦੁੱਧ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਘੀਵ ਹੈ
The purpose of saints and Mahatmas coming into this world is to help those suffering souls, those who want to realize God. That is why when they come in this world, they lovingly tell us that God is nowhere outside, He is within you. Up until now, those who have realized God have done so only by going in the within. And in the future also, those who become the fortunate ones to realize God, they will do so only after going in their within and only after doing the devotion of Lord. because he is within you and you can realize him only going in the within. It is like if anything is lost in this hall, in this satsang hall, and if you try to search for that thing outside or 10 or 15 miles away from here, no matter how much lovingly and affectionately you search for that thing, and even if you are accompanied by so many people and so many other equipment, but you will not find that thing outside of this hall because it has not lost there. It is lost in this satsang hall, and you will have to look for it only at this place, and only then you will get it. In the same way, saints and Mahatmas lovingly tell us that God is not anywhere outside. He is nearer than the nearest. He is within you. Kabir Sahib says that you have lost your thing at some other place, but you are looking for it at some other place. How can you get that thing back? He says that the only way you can get your thing back, which you have lost, is if you find someone who knows about that place, who knows the secret of that, who knows about the place where you have lost the thing, and he who knows the secret of how to get that thing back, if you will go in his company, only then you will be able to find the thing which you have lost. Kabir Sahib says that you should go in the company of someone who knows about your lost thing and who knows how to get there where the thing is lying. Only then you will be able to regain your thing. Mahatmas lovingly tell us that God is not lost anywhere outside. He is within our body. He is within us. Just like there is color in the leaves and just like there is ghee in the milk, in the same way, God is within us, and whenever we will realize him, whenever we will find him, it will be from our own within.
ਆਪ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਚਾਰ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਚਾਰ ਖਾਣੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਭਰਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹਨ।
ਸੋ ਅ ਬ੍ਰੀਫ ਹਿਮ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਸ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟਡ ਟੂ ਯੂ। ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਫੋਰ ਬਾਣੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਫੋਰ ਖਾਣੀਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਫੋਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਮਾਈਂਡਸ ਆਫ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ, ਬਟ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਨਾਮ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਨੋ ਦੈਮ। And without naam, they do not have any meaning.
Char khaniyan, Mahatma sanu das de e khan, andaj, jeeraj, setaj, utpuj. Andiyan de vichyo har prakar de janwar paida hunde hai. Aur utpuj, setaj, aur ekko chilli jo paida hunde hai, jis tarah ਚਾਰ ਪਾਏ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਹਨ, ਡੰਗਰ ਹਨ, ਇਨਸਾਨ ਵੀ ਇਸੇ ਸ਼੍ਰੇਣੀ 'ਚ ਹੈ। ਮੌਸਮਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਬਦੀਲੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਤਪੁੱਜ, ਜੂਆਂ, ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਕਈ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਜਾਨਵਰ, ਮੱਛਰ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਨ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਨਸਪਤੀ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚਾਰਾਂ ਖਾਣੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ।
Mahatmas lovingly tell us that there are four different ways how this creation, how the creatures are created. They are called by the names Andaj, Jeraj, Setaj, Utpaj, Setaj. Andaj is those creatures or those beings who are born from the eggs. And Jeraj is those creatures who are born from the womb. And the animals and the human being also come in this category. Utpaj are those creatures who are born or who are created by the change of season. And in this category fall the insects and things like that. And all the vegetables and all the things which grow on the earth, they fall in the category of the Setaj.
Char baniyan eh han, para, pasanti, madma aur bekhri. Ek jis tarah aap bol rahe hain, aur ek holi holi kanth de vich boli jandi hai, ek hirde de vich, ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਨਾਭੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੋਗੀ ਜਨ ਹਲੌਰ ਉਠਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੌਹਾਂ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਖਬਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ।
ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਫੋਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕੈਟੇਗਰੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਫੋਰ ਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਔਰ ਫੋਰ ਵੇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਸਪੀਕਿੰਗ। ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਲਡ ਪਰਾ, ਅਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬਸੰਤੀ, ਥਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਬੇਕਰੀ, ਥਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਮਦਮਾ ਐਂਡ ਫੋਰਥ ਇਜ਼ ਬੇਕਰੀ। ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਨਾਉ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਟੰਗ, ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ whisper or which we talk slowly using our throat. The third one is through our heart, and the fourth one is from our navel. And usually the yogis know how to create that sound or that voice from the navel, he says that all these four vanis also do not know anything about the naam.
Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai, mukti naam vich hai. Lok aam taur de utte pad padhai chho mukti hasil karna chahunde hai. Is vaste oh param de vich hai. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai, tur ki bani aayi jin sagli chint matai, onu bani kehlo, hari kirtan kehlo, shabd kehlo, naam kehlo. Musliman usse nu kalma kende hai, bange asmani kende hai, ki oh asman to raag aa reha hai, usse nu hari kirtan karke bhi bayan karde han.
Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj says that the liberation is in naam, but usually people try to seek liberation, they try to search for liberation in the reading, writing and doing outer rites and rituals. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says that the bani has come from above, from the eternal home, and that bani has removed all the worries. You may call that power by the name Bani or by the Naam, or you can even call it Hari Kirtan or Shabad. Musliman Fakirs call it by the name Bange Asmani or Kalma, but they all are one and the same thing. That is the real Bani or that power which comes from the Sachkhand and which is sounding in our within.
Maat Mahalla Tija Panna 116 Teriyan Khani Teriyan Bani Bin Nave Save Param Pulani Gur Sivati Har Naam Paya Bin Sat Gur Koi Na Pavniya.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਧਰਮ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਉਹ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੋ ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਮਟਾਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਤੁਨਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹ ਕਿਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਗੀ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਉਹ ਬਾਣੀ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਕਲਮਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ.
Now he says that we cannot get that naam from any holy scripture or from any religious book unless we go to the master. We cannot get that bani which is coming from Sachkhand, our real home, and is sounding at our eye center. Unless we go to the masters, we cannot get to know about that bani which is coming from Sachkhand and sounding at our eye center, because God has given that kalma, that bani, that naam to the masters, and they have come in this world carrying the wealth of that naam.
Kabir Sahib, Guru Gobind Singh kende hai, Ved katev na ped likhyo, soi gur ne gur moye batayo.
Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj says that secret is not written in any Veda, Kateva, or in any other religious scripture. The one which was given to me by my master.
Maharaj Savan Singh kende hunde si, oh, naam di taakat, sant, naam daan de vakat, jeev de andar takaunde hai, naam tawajjo hunda hai, agar pothiyan de andar, vedaan de andar oh naam hunda, to sanu kise bhi sant de paas, kise bhi jawane vich na jana penda.
Master Savan Singh Ji used to say that at the time of initiation, the perfect master puts that wealth of naam within the disciple. If that naam was in any religious book or in Vedas or any other scripture, then we would not have to go to the master in any time. At any time, we could have easily taken one word from any Veda or from any religious scripture and would have done our devotion.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai, Hinduan de andar 27 simratiyan badiyan mashhoor manniyan han, 4 ved mashhoor manne han. Aap kehn lage simrat ved pran 18 pran hai, pukaran pothiyan naam bina sab kood gali hochiyan. Inna saryan nu pad lo, saryan da result ehi hai ki naam to bagair jo bhi tusi beshak kidda vi shreshth karm karde ho, ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਹੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਲੇਖੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ. ਲੇਖੇ ਚ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤਾਕਤ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਦਾਤ ਹੈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ 17 ਸਿਮ੍ਰਤੀਜ਼, 4 ਵੇਦਾਸ ਐਂਡ 18 ਪੁਰਾਨਾਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਦ ਵੈਰੀ ਫੇਮਸ ਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਚਰਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਕੰਸੀਡਰ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਈ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਅਚੀਵ ਦ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ. ਬਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਸਿਮ੍ਰਤੀਜ਼, ਵੇਦਾਸ, ਪੁਰਾਨਾਸ, ਦੇ ਆਲ say aloud that without the meditation of Naam, all the things are meaningless. If there is any real value of doing any kind of devotion, that is the meditation of Naam. All of the rites and rituals and all of the reading and all the scriptures, they have no meaning, they are meaningless or they are fruitless in comparison to Naam.
Gur sevate har naam paya bin sat gur koi na paavniya ho vari jiyo vari har seti chit laavniya
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਤੋਂ ਵਾਰੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾਮ ਮੁੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਸੀ ਜ਼ਿਮੀਂਦਾਰ ਖੇਤਾਂ ਚ ਉਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਹਾਸਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਨੇ ਟਿਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾਉ ਹੀ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਜ਼ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ on Guru Angad Dev because he gave me that naam which could not be bought from anyone, which could not be grown in the field by any farmer and which no ruler could gain using his powers, using his wealth. My master Guru Angad Dev has manifested that naam within me and that is why I sacrifice myself on him.
Ho vari jiyo vari har se ਚਿਤ ਲਾਵਣੀਆਂ ਹਰ ਸੱਚਾ ਗੁਰ ਭਗਤੀ ਪਾਈਏ ਸਹਿਜੇ ਮਨ ਵਸਾਵਣੀਆਂ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਆਪਣੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਫਰਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਉਹ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਗੋਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਸੈਟਿਸਫੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਅਟੈਚ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ ਟੂ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ If you want to attach yourself to the feet of Almighty Lord, you should start doing the devotion of the Master because there is no difference between doing the devotion of the Master and doing the devotion of Lord because there is no difference between the Master and Almighty Lord.
Har jawane de andar sant satguru aunde re aur atma sutiyan nu naam shabad de naal jodde rahe is vaste ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਦ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ ਚਾਹੇ ਸਤਯੁਗ ਚ ਆਇਆ ਤ੍ਰੇਤੇ ਦੁਆਪਰ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ ਯੁਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਜਾਮਾ ਉਤਾਰਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਬਰਮ ਬੋਲੇ ਕਾਇਆ ਦੇ ਓਲੇ ਕਾਇਆ ਬਿਨ ਬਰਮ ਕਿਆ ਬੋਲੇ
ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਦ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਹੈਵ ਕਨੈਕਟਡ ਦ ਸਲੀਪਿੰਗ ਦ ਸਲੰਬਰਿੰਗ ਸੋਲਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ All the Sant Sadgurus, all the saints and Mahatmas, whenever they have come in the human body and they have always awakened the souls through functioning through the human body. Kabir Sahib says that Brahm speaks through the human being. How can even Brahm speak without the body?
Har Sacha Guru Bhagati Paye
Our final bhajan is by Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj on page 155. Thakur Tum Sharanai Aiya. O Lord, I have taken refuge in you. Since I have seen you, the doubts of my mind have vanished. Without saying, you knew my pain and problems. You made me meditate on your Naam. By singing your praise, my sorrows are ended, and I happily sing your qualities. Holding my hand, you have pulled me out of the deep pit of attachment and maya. Nanak says, the Master has broken my fetters, and he has united this separated one with God. O Lord, I have taken refuge in you. Thakur tum sharanaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Utra giya mere man ka sansa ji man ka sansa. Utra giya mere man ka sansa ji man ka sansa. Jab tera darshan darshan paya. Jab tera darshan darshan paya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Anna bulat meri biri tha jahani ji biri tha jahani. Anna bulat meri biri tha jahani ji biri tha jahani. Apana namu nam japaya. Apana namu nam japaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Dukkana te sukh sahaj samaye ji sahaj samaye. Dukkana te sukh sahaj samaye ji sahaj samaye. Ananda nanda anand guna gaya. Ananda nanda anand guna gaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Papa kade kad lehne janapane jin lehne janapane. Papa kade kad lehne janapane ji lehne janapane. Grayanda kupa kupa te maya. Grayanda kupa kupa te maya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Kaho nanak guru bandhan kahate ji bandhan kahate. Kaho nanak guru bandhan kahate ji bandhan kahate. Bishrate anu anu milaya. Bishrate anu anu milaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. Thakur tum sharanaya. O Lord, I have taken refuge in you. Holding my hand, you have pulled me out of the deep pit of attachment and maya. Nanak says, the Master has broken my fetters, and he has united this separated one with God. May God bless us all.